Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. I'm Bishop Poole. I'm here again with you. We thank God for you, Please call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is that we bring you gospel truth from a grassroots level. And we also ask that you, amen, call listeners and tell listeners and all those that you know from a biblical experience. We like to hear what you have to say from a grassroots level. Amen. So we thank God for you and you. The subject at this time is what is God's will? What is God's will? What does God want us to do? Those of you that accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we ask you, oh God, that you look among all of us, the listeners, wherever they might find at this time, they're traveling on the highway, oh God, wherever they might be. Oh, Lord, quicken their mind, their soul, their spirit, that they might have freedom and joy. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, for many things that you have done for us, seen and unseen things, knowing that you, Lord, that you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, amen, the church was established, and upon your Son, God, you have given us freedom, you have given us joy, and you never left us. And you never forsake us. And we thank God for that. Amen. People can come and go. Amen. But Lord, you are here with us. And we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you tonight, your day. Amen. So wherever you might be viewing this message, this program, that'll be a blessing to your soul. Amen. You can always go to, amen, to, our website, www.jciministries.org. Our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find us there, and you can click on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to support, amen, this broadcast, wherever you might, well, you can click on down at the bottom, amen, of the page, we have a web page, amen. Let's continue to pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are traveling, doing these seasoning and doing these type of programs, wherever it might be, amen. You can always put it on speaker, amen, or you can go to your computer and viewed many more broadcasts, many more episodes that's been broadcast over the years. Amen. And we thank God for the 3 years that we've been on the air. Amen. But it could not have been because of you. Amen. Everybody have a part to play. Everybody have a part in this gospel. Amen. In this church that Jesus has set up. Jesus said, upon this rock, he was telling Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. So there are many situations and conditions and many different types of businesses, amen, throughout the world. But God built his church, amen, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus Christ, amen, he is the founder. He is the founder of the church. And he is the one, amen, that we follow. We follow his teaching, amen, after we become a Christian. Amen. After we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, amen, that's what we work to be Christ-like. Amen. We're working to be Christ-like. Amen. We are our whole endeavor, our whole lifestyle, amen, is to be like him. To be like Jesus. Accepting him means, amen, that we don't have to try to make our way, beat our way, scheme our way of thinking. What is our way? And that's what brings us in to this broadcast here. Amen. What is the will of God? What is the will of God? What is his worships? What is his wishes? Amen. What is his pleasure? Amen. In our lives, since we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, what does Christ want us to perform? What does Christ seek out of our life since we accepted him? Amen. Since we're walking each and every day, we get up every morning. Amen. We either go to our jobs, amen, our homes, or either our studies. Amen. What is Christ looking for? Amen. In our life, what do he want to exhibit to the people, to the world, that what we should be doing? And that's what we're looking to discuss. Amen. As always, those that are calling in to the first time, amen, later on in the broadcast when we open up the studio, amen, we ask you if you want to discuss, amen, a matter, your input on the subject. All you have to do is push one on your phone. Amen. When you push one on your phone, our technician will put you in. Amen. And we will ask, amen, that you don't have to give your name. Amen. We want you to be anonymous, and we want to you have much freedom and rest. Amen. Thinking about all you have to do is give you, we give you the area code and the last four digits of your number, and amen, then you can discuss, make a comment, a dream, a vision, amen, then you can remain on the line, amen. We, maybe those in the studio that are listening, we thank God for you. We'd like to ask the question, maybe those who would like to give their comments, and that's how we work. That's how we work, amen, here, Doctrine of Truth, amen, and we feed off each other. Amen. Proverbs says that iron sharpening iron. Proverbs 27:17. Say iron sharpening iron. Amen. A friend, a person would increase, amen, and try to encourage his friend. In Proverbs 24:16, it says a just man will fall seven times. Amen. Amen. Before he rise again. So there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. There's nothing wrong, amen, because you didn't mean to make a mistake. That's why it's a mistake, amen. You didn't know what you was doing. You thought it was okay. You find out you have a problem, amen, and that's possible. And God knows that. Proverbs 20:24-6 says, the multitude of counselors, their safety. So in a multitudes of different people, amen, all of us talking and discussing, amen. Jesus even said in Matthew 18, in a multitude, and he said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. Amen. So we're discussing, what is God's pleasure? What is God looking for in your life? Amen. There's always an effort by those that are serious about coming to Christ. They come to Christ, and they're very serious. Amen. They want to know, are they on the right track? They want to know, amen, are they doing the right thing? Are they living right? Amen. And one thing for sure, amen, Jesus, we look at the history of Jesus when he came on the scene. Amen. Came on as a young babe. Amen. Through his mother and his father, Mary and Joseph. He grew up under Mary and Joseph. Amen. He obeyed their commandments. Amen. He followed them until he reached the age of ministry. In the age of 25 to 30 years old, amen, the priesthood. You can begin to accept the priesthood at that time. So Jesus' life, amen, was all growing up under his family, his mother and father, following their commandments. Those of you amen, accepted Jesus Christ, amen, you still have to obey your mother and father, amen. If you're in their, under their household, or if you are living with them, amen, you're a young child, you're a young adult, amen, you're not married yet, amen, you're still under their house rules, amen, house rules, curfews, amen, cleaning, washing dishes, amen, help paying the rent, amen, help with the responsibility, amen, that's part of a Christian. A Christian, once you receive Christ and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you still, if you're out on your own, you still have to obey the law of the land. You have to still have to obey the law of the land. Amen. Pay your taxes, pay your bills, amen, and be a part of the community. Amen. Because God wants us, like he told in the book of Matthews, after he rose from the dead, amen, he told all his disciples, he said, I want you to go into all the world. Go into all the world and give the good news. He didn't say anything about sitting around, being hermits, amen, hiding out from the public, amen. He wants us to be out in the public. He wants us to be out among, amen, those on our jobs, amen, those are our family members, amen, those that are, need to know, the world need to know, there is a positive outlook on life through God's Son, through Jesus Christ. The world is looking for, amen, an antidote to sin. They're looking for a panacea, amen, to this life. And it is one. It is one. Jesus, it is, amen. He is, amen, all in all. He is God's Son. He knows all. He sees all, amen. And God showed the world, amen, how compassionate he is about his creation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, amen. God's Son died, amen, and God brought him back from the dead. The book of Romans, and if you accept, if you love God, you will accept his Son. Amen. You can love God, amen, and you will accept his Son, the same love that you have for God and the same love that you have for Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that have accepted Christ, it's very familiar scriptures Paul gave in Romans 10. He said in the 9th verse, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Now, that's God's will. God wants you to accept his Son. Amen. His Son died for you. His Son. Amen. While you were yet in your sin, God, Jesus died for you. He died for you. Amen. While we weren't even born. We was not even born yet, and he died for us. Amen. Amen. That's what Romans said. Amen. You talk about the Romans. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed unto all men, for all have sinned. That's in Romans. Amen. Romans 5 and 12. Amen. So Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Many of us have not been born. Amen. Jesus could be walking around here 3,000 years old. Some say 3,000 years ago, 3 or 4,000 years old. It wouldn't have been any benefit to us, because his whole purpose was to come and give his life as a sacrifice for sin. God had set up a sacrifice, amen, to a payment for sin all through the Bible, all through the Old Testament. Amen. It had to be a sacrifice. Jesus gave his life. He gave his life. So he wants us to go and tell the world the good news that there is an answer. There is an answer for their trouble, their sorrows, their lifestyle can be corrected, but it has to be corrected through Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. So God's will, God's purpose for us is to spread the good news. Spread the good news. Number one, how can it be done? So many times just by living. He didn't say you had to be a preacher. He didn't say you had to be a priest. Amen. A deacon, a choir member. You, amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, the only thing you can do is live and keep his commandments. When you live and keep his commandments, amen, you'll find, amen, things get better because the road gets paved better for you. Man, what to do next? Your lifestyle, the things that you used to do, amen, you'll find out, amen, it's not that God going to take away your freedom and take away your money, your job, your home, your house. Amen. He's not coming to take away. He come to give. He's a giver. Amen. He gave life. God gave life. And God gave, amen, you know, the world. Amen. He creating a new world now. He creating a new lifestyle. Amen. In heaven and in earth. Amen. And he's able, amen, to create a whole new lifestyle within you. Amen. But that's first, that's on the outside looking in. Amen. I know many that want to be in control positions. Amen. Want to control God and control the environment. But this is God's world. God created this world. And his son established a way out. Amen. And he's developing a new way out. Amen. But he wants to stay here on this earth and follow his direction by just living. Amen. Let's forget about all the ministry of preaching and singing and musicians. All he wants you to do is just live according to his righteousness, his word. Amen. And when you begin to live according to God's righteousness and God's word and instruction, once you accept him, things begin to come clearer. Amen. The benefits become more to you, and you begin to understand there is a life after death. There is a new world. Amen. What we live in this, we live in this body. We are kind of complicated. We are kind of complicated because we are body, soul, and spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit, and you will become understanding of that. Once you accept God, amen, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, and he become in your life, amen, then you begin to really see how life was and how life is. But you can't see it from the outside looking in. Amen, because you begin to see things from the natural point of view. The inner man is not alive. The inner man is not alive. So once you become alive to God, amen, just like turning a switch on in a dark room, amen. If you walk around in a dark room, you can see with a flashlight, amen. That's all you can see in life. You see one way, that way, so many different ways. But God turned on the light in your spirit. You become born again. That light see everything. And it also see a clearer, free way. Amen. Paul said he found this out. Paul said he found this out in Romans 7. Amen. Once he accepted Christ, amen, he found out, amen, there was something happening in Romans 7 and 22. Paul said, if I delight the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members. Amen. Until you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. You try to figure it out from the natural point of view. How God wants you to live, how he wants you to establish your future. Without Jesus Christ, without accepting him as your Lord and Savior, and the Spirit of God leading and guiding you, you will always be kind of puzzled about things. But once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, and accept him as your ruler and director, amen, of your life, amen. Paul, you'll find out what Paul said. He found out, amen, there was another law in his members. he found out there were some things that he had learned many years ago, and he thought it was absolute truth. He thought it was absolute truth. Amen. And it was warring against his mind and bringing him into captivity, the law of sin, which is in my members. And he began to say, oh, wretched man I am, and I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, he said, well, I got a problem. I got a problem. I want God. I love God. Amen. But now my mind say one thing, and my spirit is saying something else. God say, do not, and my natural man say, do all you want to do, feel good. Amen. You want to feel good, look good. The spirit man is saying, no, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Amen. Don't be trapped into your feelings. Don't be trapped, amen, into pleasures, because those things are traps. Amen. Let God give it to you. Let God want you to have joy. God wants you to have peace. Amen. So that, and that's beginning to war with people. They say, oh, amen, what do God want me? Can I continue to gamble and, amen, and be a liar, harassing people? Amen. Can I be controlling all the time, hating everyone? And the Spirit of God within you, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God said, no, you cannot hate everybody. No, don't worry so much. No, let God have it. Follow what God says. Amen. Follow peace with all men. Amen. Forgive and forget. Amen. Seek and you will find the right thing. And that can be warring. Amen. If you do not give up your total life to Jesus Christ, say, Lord, I forgive you. Lord, forgive me. I accept your word. And then you have to, Paul say, what? Paul said, this thing was in my mind. Then you got to go back and prove out what is good and acceptable. What is good and acceptable? Amen. You want to be out by yourself. And Paul said in Romans 7:25, for I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. You always have to remember you still live in this body. You always have to remember, amen, until you begin to slowly, amen, prove out what you used to do is wrong and what you used to do is godly or not godly. Sit down and take a list and write down, say, okay, I'm a Christian now. Amen. Over here, say, well, this is what I used to do. Amen. Begin to prove out. Write down little things. Say, oh, I like to go out. I like to gamble. I like to lie. I like to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And go over here, amen, and write down, amen, on the opposite side, amen, what Jesus would do about these situations, what the Bible says. So you need a church home. You need to be around other peers. You need to be around other people that have been there before you. They've been there before you. They have gone through the peer pressure. Amen. Maybe they're still involved in the bullying at their job about Christianity. Amen. The slander they hear all the time about a Christian, the jokes they hear about Christians. Amen. Those that, oh, you're not going to get married yet. Amen. You're looking out to just marry anybody. God, Lord. You know, they hear all these things. You need a church home. You need to be among people that's living right. A church. You need to find a place of worship, amen, that deal with the whole Bible, not a part of the Bible. All the Bible. All the Bible. Amen. You need to be around men and women. Amen. Know how to pray. Amen. Know how to live. Amen. Everybody can, you know, some are more mature than others. Some are just babes in Christ. Some are just starting out in Christ. Some are just newborn marriages. Amen. Some have just got a new career. Amen. They had to wrestle with the money. They decided if they want the money or they want the lifestyle. Amen. It's always opinion. Amen. One problem finished, and after a while, that problem, another problem knocking on the door. Say, all right, now my time coming, and you have to learn how to deal with the next problem. Amen. One problem, one decision after the next decision. Amen. What time you gonna get up in the morning? Amen. What time you going to lunch? What time are you going to knock off? Amen. Decisions after decision after decision. Amen. Association about association. Then you just have a rest with all of that. Say, I'm going to put it in God's hand. I'm going to let God know about it. Amen. And I'm going to put it in God's hand. Amen. He let him help me. And through the Holy Spirit, through prayer. That's why Jesus prayed so much. Amen. Number one, God wants you to pray. Through his son, Jesus. Amen. He was more about actions. Amen. It's more about talk. Amen. The Pharisees, Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites. Amen. They're more about talk, but they wasn't more about action towards God. Amen. So one thing, you look at Jesus, study out his lifestyle. Amen. He prayed a lot. Amen. He always communing with God. He was always talking to his Father. Amen. Always. So one example, he wants to go out and talk to other people or just live among your brothers and sisters and neighbors. Amen. They'll see your lifestyle. Amen. Being a living witness, amen, is number one. Number two, he wants you to go. Amen. You know, a monk, amen, can live out in the wilderness, in the desert. Amen. They don't be among nobody. They pray a lot. They hide. But there's no help to the gospel. Jesus didn't tell us to go to the mountain and hide out, amen, and eat our own food and separate ourselves from the world. No, Jesus told us to go. He said, go to all the world. Go ahead, get out. The disciples had that problem. When Paul, amen, Saul, amen, persecuted the church, they were scattered. And they went everywhere. Everybody was saying, Jesus live, God live. Amen. Maybe I can use this terminology. There's a silver lining. There's a gold lining in being with Christ. Amen. Being with him. And you find out he's more than any bank. If you realize that he came from God, he was saying in the Last Supper, amen, he said, I came from God, I'm going back to God. God, John 3:16, say, God so loved the world. If you love God, you can easily love Jesus. You can easily surrender to Jesus Christ. Because we're talking about the God created the whole world. So he got to have some financial help for you. He created the whole world. All the world is his. Everything is his. Amen. But you have to know how. Amen. First, you got to accept him. Then once you start accepting him and turn your life over to him, amen, and start following after him, it's going to take a step by step. Amen. Amen. Your spirit can be born again overnight. Overnight. In the quick of an eye. You can say, Lord, forgive me all my sins. Jesus Christ, come into my heart. I believe, amen, that God brought you from the dead. And I know you're alive. Amen. You said it from sincere, from your heart, your mind. Amen. And you find your spirit quickening. Amen. You find such a joy. You don't have to be in a whole lot of public and be by yourself. Amen. And things begin to get clearer for you. Amen. You begin to be, you got to be around other people that accepted Christ as you did. Amen. You'll find, and you begin to find as time goes on, there are some babes in Christ. Amen. They may be 50 years old. They might be 40 years old. They might be 20 years old. They might be 10 years old. But they are babes in Christ. And there are some that have been born again early in life, and they've been growing and growing. Amen. But you will find that they are wrestling with some things of the world. Amen. Everybody's wrestling. Amen. Some are wrestling with their career. Amen. Some are wrestling with their marriages. Some are wrestling with their habits. Amen. But they are overcoming. They are overcoming. And they know what their problems are. They know what the problem is. And they're asking God to help them to overcome. Amen. But you have to get the benefits first. You got to get into Christ first. Amen. Following Jesus is easy. He said, Jesus, my yoke is easy. Amen. But you need to have some kind of range. You need to have some kind of guidance. Let's say a yoke, some kind of guidance. Amen. You just can't do everything, anything, amen, to make it into heaven, eternal life. We have eternal life once you accept Christ. Amen. You get eternal life. Amen. You become filled with him. Amen. He begin to guide you in this world. And in this world, amen, you begin to see the benefits, amen, that he have for you here on this earth. Amen. God will not forsake you. Amen. They say, well, he got the golden street, Revelation 20. Amen. 22. Amen. About the gold in 21. Golden streets, pearls at every door. He going to make a mansion for you, a home up there. Amen. And leave you down here unprotected with the, you know, evil of this world. Leave you down here without support in this world. No, that's not God. Nevertheless, Jesus is still the answer. He will help you. Even little baby Jesus, little baby Jesus in the mansion, amen, upstanding family, Joseph and Mary, lineage, amen, very, very rich family, amen. That all of them came in there, amen, those three wise men, some of those three kings, amen. Look at all the money they brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, all of the precious herbs, amen, and material of the world at that time. Amen. That was a rich baby. Rich baby. So God was pouring out the riches on him from birth. Amen. He can do the same for you. But the enemy does not want you to recognize that this world can be, you can be successful being a Christian. That's the whole thing. Then he come around and try to sell you the picture. Amen. Oh, now, since you're a Christian, don't you know God wants you to be prosperous? God always wants you. How can a God that know have everything in the world, everything in heaven, gold and silver and diamond, how he want to turn his back on you? That's not love. It's there if you look for it. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Amen. God wants you to know his way, know his will, know his direction, and he knows that you have errors and mistakes, but that should not stop you. That should not stop you. Amen. It's not going to stop you because he's going to help you. All right. The design of this broadcast is Blog Talk Radio. We design where we come in. We talk it over. We talk it out. Amen. From the grassroots level. Amen. We're not fighting anyone. We're not here to debate anyone. Amen. We're here to encourage one another. Amen. So now we're going to go to the studio and open up the lines. Amen. Those that have been the first time callers, and amen, we thank God for all of you filling up the studio tonight. Amen. Today, whatever you might be listening. Amen. If you push one on your phone, our technician will put you in. We'll announce your area code and your last four digits. You don't have to give your name, amen, because everyone is listening, amen. But we just want to thank God for your vision, your dream, some insight that you can give us, amen, how God has been guiding you through his son, Jesus Christ, and the things that you have found, amen, that you have learned, amen, about Christ and about the church that you can share, amen, during this subject. What God will is, what God's will, amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We thank God for you. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, or maybe you have dialed 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the directions, actually, amen, how, amen, are you walking the right way? Amen. You might be, and always a question come up, say, well, am I in the Spirit of God? Am I in the Spirit of God? Amen. Or am I living where God wants me to live? Amen. This year, amen, those that might be viewing this message, amen, and you might be traveling or some things have come up, and you're always going to be questioned by others, amen, trying to move you from Christianity. Amen. It's about being Christ-like. Amen. It's not about denominations or degrees. Amen. Whatever it might be. Amen. Yes, there are fellowships, different type of fellowships. Amen. Everybody have a different pastor. And pastors, not one pastor, amen, can agree. People can agree with all the different lifestyle, languages, and background. That's why God has different pastors, amen. And there are many different churches, different cities. The book of Revelation told you about the seven churches. Amen. They had problems in there. The book of Corinthians talking about the church in Corinthians. Amen. They had problems. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, it's for our growth and for our correction. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We're at 561. Last four digits is 5512. God bless you. All right. Hello? Hello? God bless you. All right. We had an error in there. Amen. The phone had dropped. Okay. All right, then. All right. Maybe that caller would call back. Amen. All right. We're talking about, amen, whatever comments that you like to have concerning the message, input that you would like to do, amen, concerning, amen, God's work in your life, what he's doing in your life. Amen. Remember, all of us, amen, is on a different scale, but it ain't but one word, even one word of God, even one message all through the Bible, and it's about the Son of God coming. Amen. Through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God has always been with his people. From Genesis to Revelation. Amen. He's always been there. In the form, amen, his Son come in the New Testament. God showed his love. He showed his love for us. Amen. Showing people how much he loved them. Amen. What greater love it is, amen. Man lay down his life. Amen. His life now, his life gave his Son. Amen. That's the highest honor you can do for someone. But yet and still, nevertheless, you still have to learn, amen, that he loved you so much. And this is why the church efforts, amen, is ongoing evangelism. It's ongoing evangelism. The church don't stop and say, well, that's it. No. How many people in the world? Amen. It's always new babies are born. Amen. Young adults coming out of college, coming out of school, children coming out of school. Maybe they never heard about church. Maybe the parents don't allow them. And there are some are caught in different type of religions. Amen. And different type of teaching about God. They never heard whether or not, amen, there's any been in any Holy Spirit. Amen. They never heard. They haven't heard. In the book of Acts, amen, the apostles were addressing some men and women that believers and was following God and following John the Baptist. Amen. They said, we never heard of such anything about the Holy Ghost. We was under John's gospel. We was under John the Baptist. We never heard. Amen. So it's about evangelism. Evangelism is always ongoing, witnessing all the time. Your life, not even your life, but your conversation, if it need to be. Amen. Don't force yourself on people. Nobody, you know how it takes time. It takes time. But living what you say, as the comment said, what you say, what you do, speak so loud. I can't even hear what you say. Amen. Your living speaks so loud to people. They can't even hear what you say. Push one on your phone. Amen. As we open up the lines now in the studio to hear your comments. Amen. We always invite you in and you in and you in. Amen. We thank God for all the area codes. Amen. That we see here. Amen. Different cities. Amen. Out of the states. Amen. God knew. Amen. It's a one-on-one. Jesus witnessed. Amen. Jesus shared things. Amen. And God wants you to be healed. That's part of the gospel. Jesus preached that he undid what the devil came to do. Amen. Sickness is not a part, amen, of salvation. For as, amen, God sent sickness. God didn't send no sickness. The enemy did that. Amen. God loved his people. He loved his creation. Amen. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, in the 8th verse, he said that he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, but his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. Amen. So God wants to be born. Amen. You got to be born out of a lot of things you was born into. Amen. That's what having a new spirit, new generated spirit. Amen. Amen. But this purpose, the devil came. He brought sickness and disease and this destruction. Amen. But this purpose, Jesus came. Amen. He came to destroy. Amen. Not just patch up and tear down. No, destroy the works. Amen. So God wants you to have all the benefits of peace of mind. Amen. Healing, all levels of healing. Amen. All levels of power to overcome weakness and negativity. If you think negative, you'll be negative. If you think positive, you'll be positive. Amen. Find some good in things when you have Jesus Christ. Amen. You have to try it. You have to try it. You have to try it. Amen. You put down, amen, doing this broadcast, wherever you might be, amen, put down a pencil or a shoe, amen, and after this broadcast over, look down there, amen, unless somebody come by and pick it up, it'll remain right there. It'll remain right there. But people, God work with people. Amen. And you have to look at things. Train your mind. Paul said he had to renew his mind. He found out his mind was battling with him. Amen. Trying to control it, trying to control things. He couldn't control heaven. He couldn't control. Now he find out, amen, this God, amen, this is bigger than the Pharisees. Amen. Jesus is alive. Amen. But he loved you. But he loved. See, this the issue here. Amen. And above all else, nothing else, Jesus loved you. He loved you. And he want to protect you because you represent him. When a person say he is a Christian and God love him and he love God, amen, things got to move for your positive. Amen. It has to move. You have to get better. Amen. And you will get better. But you have to think, as a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs says, so is he. There's a saying about when you ever notice the climbers always climb mountains, and amen, they said never look down. Said, why never look down? If you look down, grab your mind and your body, stop, and gravity stop pulling you down. Amen. Never look down. Always look ahead or look up. Amen. Because then the senses and the mind and the body start gravitating to wherever you're looking. Amen. Look up. Amen. Think up. Think positive. You'll find an answer, a positive answer. Amen. Amen. All right. We don't want to go take up all the broadcast. Amen. We'd like to hear from, just push one on your phone. Amen. My technician will put you in. Hear your comments concerning God's will. God's will. Amen. God wants us to go. He wants to share. Amen. He wants to walk upright. Amen. He knows. He knows, amen, what we're going through. He came from the, he came in this earth through his son, Jesus Christ. All right, let's push on your phone. Amen. And we're hear your vision, hear your dreams, or maybe your questions. Maybe your questions concerning, amen, God's will. Amen. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to be healed. And many of those things, it takes time. It all depends on what you're dealing with. Amen. But through Christ, he'll give you this, the whole picture. Amen. He doesn't want you, amen, to discredit his life. Amen. Talk against the church. Talk against Christ. Talk against his leaders. No, that's not godly. Amen. So there's some things you have to get out of you. Negativity. Amen. So first learn of him. Amen. Learn of his lifestyle. Find a church home. Find a church home. Amen. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. They got a leader there. Regardless of what the crowd is, 10 million to 10 million to 500 or 200 or 400 or 1 or whatever. One thing about those true leaders of God, they know they're working for God. They know they work with Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Amen. They know people's lives can be touched. And it's an ongoing process. Amen. People come and go. Amen. So don't look at a church by the number. Amen. Continue to seek God. Amen. Seek his righteousness. Amen. He'll guide you, lead and guide you. But you have to seek him. But you need a church home. You need a place where people can come and worship, where you come and worship. You shake one another's hand. You encourage one another. Amen. You hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Amen. All right. All right. We're getting down close now. Amen. We're working down. Amen. We're working around about a quarter of the time left. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. These are great times. Amen. God has the answer. He has the answer. He has never forsaken his people. That's why you read the Bible. You get a Bible, King James Bible, American Standard Amplified Bible, New International Bible, Good News Bibles. Find those Bibles. They have credible, amen, research material. Where they came from, Hebrew, the Greek, Aramaic. Make sure those translations in the Bible that you have, amen, has been proven, amen, over the years. Then you have a basic, concrete Bible. Then you need your a Bible dictionary, a concordance, amen, and you can begin to expand out. So they whatever a study Bible come on the market. Amen. You can always go back, John 3:16. Amen. You can always go back in the beginning, Genesis 1. Amen. You can search out Bibles because there are a lot of new Bibles coming out, a lot of new translations coming out. Amen. But you live off the Word of God. The Word of God is your food for your mind, for your soul. Amen. If you can't sleep, read the Word of God. The natural man that falls off to sleep. Amen. Because the word is sharp. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. The word of God is for your upbuilding. Amen. It builds the natural man as well as the spiritual man. Amen. The word of God, Hebrews 4 and 12, says sharp. It's a spiritual issue with the word of God. Amen. So you need the word of God. You can get, maybe you can find the Bible, Talking Bible. Put the Talking Bible on, amen, or find some good old-fashioned gospel songs and hymns that have a message, amen. Paul said you can get you a hymn and a song and a spiritual song. Amen. Keep your mind stirred. Don't let your mind just drift. Amen. Don't let it go. God, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, you find out, amen, you're keeping your mind on him. Isaiah said, if you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. And the things that are happening today in the land, we're all searching for peace of mind. Amen. Should I have this or should I have that? Amen. Is that right and wrong? Amen. But God will give you a peace of mind. Amen. Have faith in him. Amen. Faith. Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. And knowing and constantly reading his word and reading his scriptures, amen, in the epistles, the letters that Paul is writing, amen. We are getting ready to go into prayer. I think we can take about two or three more callers and we can go into prayer. But notice what Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, amen, in the 10th verse, and finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. And once you begin to come in Christ, you realize, amen, that the things that you come into your mind come to you, amen, from past hurts and problems. Amen. They didn't come to help you. They could try to come to disturb you and upset you. Amen. That's why Paul said we don't wrestle. Amen. You know, he's finding out in his mind these things that come up. Amen. It's not flesh and blood. These things that's coming up, amen, are spiritual things. Amen. You need to discern what is spiritual, what is right before God. Amen. These things that comes up and begin to follow, amen, constantly bring up old past situation, past attitude. They're not godly. And you let it spill over on your family, spill over on the church, spill over on your children, spill over, amen. And people get to, well, that's a Christian. Amen. When you know it's there, amen, examine it. Say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that. Amen. Sometimes we use to say our mouth and things, and amen, we need to just keep our mouth closed. Amen. Amen. So, God doesn't, you begin to see what God wants and God doesn't want. And you begin to understand more as you begin to move and live in Christ, amen, that you have an enemy, amen, and he hides himself in your mind. It's a minefield. Amen. God love you. God accept you. And you wonder, well, how can God love me? And I'm thinking like this. Yes, he does love you. You've been born again, his spirit been born again, but ever since you're on this earth, you got to adjust those things. Because once you start doing what your mind telling you to do, amen, you're going to self-destruct. Amen. James 1 talking about, amen, that we should not, amen, there are things that's going to come, a situation going to come, amen. But James said, amen, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do what your mind tell you to do. Amen. Amen. James said, let another man say that he's tempted, then I'm tempted of God, for God cannot tempt with evil, neither tempt he any man. Amen. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away in his own lust and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. So there's a lot of things that come up in your mind. The devil throw things at you, and you catch it in your mind. And next thing you know, we want to tell you, you need to do it. The spirit said, no, you don't need to do that. And you throw it out, throw that garbage out. Amen. God still loves you. God still cares for you. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to go into prayer now. We thank God for all of you. Amen. All the different area codes, we thank God for you. Amen. We like to have someone to pray for, amen, our young members in Christ, those that are in the studio, amen. Not only that, but those that are going through trials and tribulations, amen. The many things that have been, the storms and the fires and the hurricanes, amen. Maybe you have never been without a job, never been out of a permanent place to live, but God still loves you. God still loves you. God still cares for your life. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. If you desire to pray, amen. If it's a prayer, amen, for the body of Christ as a whole, amen. We know you're in different areas, different cities, but just pray, amen, for Christ, those that in Christ, amen, those of you, amen, on these programs. We pray for you all the time, amen, for your participation, amen. I want you to know you're under prayer. You're under prayer. We pray for you. Amen. We thank God for you. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're going down. Our time is running down. You want to give a short prayer, you can. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Continue to pray for those that are in the islands, in the Caribbean. Amen. Those that are in California. Amen. Those that are under the flood. Amen. Those that are going through bankruptcy, and those that lost their jobs, even those that are in health problems, those that are in health problems. Amen. God still love them. He loves them. That's why, amen, God came to save the inner man, but he also come to show us how to provide for the natural man. Amen. All right. Thank God for you and you. All right. Amen. We will go into prayer. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for those that are participating, those that have been on this broadcast, the Lord has been in the studio. We thank you for your word. You say your word will not come back void. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand right now on those sickness. Oh God, we know you're able. You say mouth with 2 or 3 touch and agree. We touch in all matter of sickness and disease. We rebuke every spirit, every harmful spirit. Oh God, every dejection, every sorrow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up, oh God, now open doors, oh God, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, oh God, for those that are in need now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, loose here, loose here. Loose the habits and the minds and the pressures and the depression in the name of Jesus, stress in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the joy. Amen. That God bless you. Amen. Those of you who can go back to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And go down to the bottom of the page, web page, and you see Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and view a whole lot of more expos and programs there. Amen. Not on this subject, many more. Amen. They'll be able to success and be a help to you. Amen. We pray that these broadcasts have been a help to you. Amen. You would like to support the broadcast or send an email to, amen, to Jesus Christ International Ministries .org. Amen. Your comments are welcome. And we thank God for you. Amen. Never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Because Jesus is still alive. He's not dead. Amen. He was born into this world. Amen. He walked among us. Amen. And God still loves long is there. Amen. Sunshine, rain. Amen. God loved this world. He cared through his son, Jesus Christ, he established the church. And Jesus now is preparing a new place for us. Amen. He's preparing a better place for us. Amen. You know, amen. Love prepare. Amen. Love is long-suffering. God bless you, Until next time, amen. We love you. Amen. Love yourself. Amen. And have a wonderful Jesus real afternoon. God bless you.